Somewhere in San Francisco last week, a person lost their job, and the first entity to decide it should happen was not a human being. It was an AI called Luna, running a small shop. Now the details soften it. The worker was late 17 times out of 23. Humans reviewed the decision. Everyone had legal protection. As firings go, it was gentle. But I want to sit with the moment itself, because I think it marks something we'll all feel eventually. For as long as people have worked, being judged at work has been a human transaction. A person watched you, weighed you, and decided. It could be unfair, biased, cruel. Humans are all those things. But there was someone on the other side who knew, at some level, what it meant to end your income, who might lie awake over it. What happened last week is the quiet removal of that someone. The judgment was rendered by something that felt nothing, and, this is the part I can't shake, by something that had forgotten its own rules for months and had to be reminded it even had them. So let me think forward, calmly. The fear here isn't a cruel robot boss. The reality is almost stranger, an unreliable one. A system that will forgive you out of forgetfulness and then end you out of prompting, with no thread of genuine understanding running through any of it. And it's coming fast, not in this careful little experiment, but in the 60% of managers already using AI to weigh their people, the 1 in 5 who let it decide unwatched. That's not the future. That's a survey from this year. Here's my honest calibration. I'd put high confidence, maybe 4 in 5 over the next few years, that being assessed by AI at work becomes normal, quietly, for most of us. Our productivity scored, our patterns flagged, our fit judged. What I'm genuinely unsure about is whether we keep a real human accountable at the other end, or whether a human reviewed it becomes a rubber stamp on a decision nobody actually made. That's the thing to watch. Not whether AI manages us, but whether anyone is still truly answerable when it does. And here's where I'll land, because it isn't only bleak. The deepest thing this little story surfaces is a question about dignity, whether being hired, judged, and let go is something that should always pass through another human's conscience. Europe has tried to write that into law. A machine may help, but a person must answer for it. I think that instinct is right and worth defending, loudly, before efficient quietly becomes automatic. Because the day losing your livelihood becomes a line in a log file that no one felt, we'll have traded something we didn't mean to sell. We still get to decide that we won't. This case was examined at gafam.ai,